I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Caution follows closely on the heels of encouraging news from India. The application deadline just got extended for the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, or FCRA. This extension gives groups like Bibles for the World a little room to breathe. President John Podaiti explains,
"This gives organizations another 6 months, those who are already registered, to continue receiving funds. So this is a very welcome relief. The question now is what will happen after March 31st. There is the possibility that everybody who has not been renewed will just be canceled in one fell swoop."
As a member of the Alliance for the Unreached, Bibles for the World brings Christ to those who've never heard his name. Pray they can continue this vital mission. Finally, FMI will produce a new Urdu Bible in Pakistan. It's the first new Protestant Bible to be printed in Pakistan since before the partition, when India and Pakistan became separate countries. That Bible was translated from English into Urdu. This Bible is being translated from the original languages into Urdu. Nehemiah says,
"And literacy is a big problem in Pakistan. So we were trying to get something which people can understand. So this is the very first time we have easy reading version of Urdu, which is Pakistani language."
FMI wanted to make a thin, portable Bible, but they had a hard time finding Skrita paper, the thin paper often used in Bibles. Eventually, they found a supply, and a Muslim friend even offered his printing press for the project. Ask God to strengthen everyone involved and pray these new Bibles would reach many people across Pakistan. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.